Blog Talk Radio.
How did I do?
It's a bet. 200?
200.
Can I get a better? 200. Five or better?
What you got?
I got a C.
Nigga, you. Woo! Brooklyn style, baby! Brooklyn style!
City, play Monopoly with real cash. Me and Biggie and the models be shaking nates to Diddy ass and Parada B. Something you cats got to see and the watches be. All types of shapes and stones. Being broke is childish and I'm quite grown. Run up in the club with the ice on. Me and Pies on. Scope to spot out, see something nice and I'm gone. You cats home screaming the fight zone. I'm in the 1500 seats watching Tyson. Same night, same fight. One of us cats ain't playing right, I let you tell it. People, place yourselves in the shoes of two felons and tell me you won't fall every chance you get. At any chance you hit, we live for the moment. Make sense, don't it? Now make dollars. Cats pop bottles, bone chicks that favor our dollars and rack up frequent flyer mileage.
Magnums while jigging back something. Watch platinum, got jet lag from flights back and forth, pop corks are the best grapes, make the best CDs and the best tapes. Don't forget the vinyl. Take girls, break spinals. Biggie B, Richie like Lionel. Shit, you seen the Hazels, dip the H classes, ice project off light, chick flashes, blinding broke asses. Even got rocks in the beard, mustaches, rock top fashion. Ain't shit changed, except the number after the dot on the range. Way niggas look at me now, kinda strange. I hate y'all too, rather be in Caribbean sands with Rachel. It's unreal, out the blue, Frank White got sex appeal. Bitches used to go ill, still so still. Trying to see 5 mil off the single, for real. You ain't phasing the amazing, while your gun's raising, mine is blazing. See you on, see me on, talking to sweetness, taking for weakness, elite quick. Rocka, fella, bad boy, collabo, two MCs with Mad Dog, you're on.
I love you more than you know.
Stay full, nigga skip the ball cause we mad at doors. Snatch the P89s that we pack in the drawers and we clap the doors of your Acuras. Snap like cameras on amateurs. Make you all dance, hold a hammer to yours. Jigging big rock ice, no cracks and flaws. Everybody got a part to play, back to yours. Run up in your crib now, crack your doors. Watch the real players live, it's a habit to floss. Play the charts like the Beatles, y'all dap the loss. And toast Chris Stahl on behalf of y'all. Too bad for y'all, ain't too many as bad as yours. Truly do we keep laughing, y'all, little bastard, y'all.
We hit makers with acres, roll shakers in Vegas. You can't break us, lost chips on Lakers. Gassed off Shaq, country house, tennis courts and horseback. Ride and decide and crack crab or lobster. Who say monsters don't prosper? Niggas is actors, niggas deserve Oscars. Me, I'm critically acclaimed. Slugs past your brain, reminisce on days who Coochie used to sing when we rock house pieces and puffy Gucci links. Now we buy homes in unfamiliar places. Tito smile every time we see our faces. Cases catch more than outfield doors. Half these rapping cats ain't seen war, couldn't score if they had point game. They lame, speak my name, I make them dash like James.
I love you more than you know.
God, that is a true fucking statement. I love the dough more than some of y'all probably know. Let's go, Gucci, it's Dutch night. You already, the number is 914-803-4322. I want to take this time out right now to shout out to all my real niggas, my official real niggas that have been with me from beginning to end. One of those real niggas, Miss Danny Pfeiffer. I take your whole government. That's what you get for putting them old pictures of me up. I got a shout out to her. She posted some shit on Facebook. I didn't know what the fuck that meant. But it meant get that money, and she's a nut, and I love you, shorty. Shout out to her. Shout out to, let me do some quick shout outs. Let me see who I want to shout out. Shout out to Ape Shit all day. Ape Shit. Shout out to Meemaw. Shout out to Jazzy. Shout out to Troy. Shout out to Mika. Hi, Mika. Shout out to my cousin Marlon. What's up? Yeah, I said, what up? What up, Harlem? You already. Shout out to Jazzo. You a nut. I gotta go through my list. Thank you, everybody who's listening. Shout out to my big brother, Gerald, Commander Spates. You already. Let me see who else I want to shout out. Oh, shout out to my cousin. Damn, it's like I can't say one, but shout out to Muncie Cat. Shout out to my cousin Muncie Cat. And shout out to my little cousin Nikki, who I see got married. Congratulations. Your lord. Who the fuck is that? I don't know him. We're going to have to see about that. But also, real shit, you look happy. I don't know why you want to do this, but you. She'll be like, you saying that? Yeah. Pick someone within more picture of another wedding. Lord have mercy. I hope he makes you happy. You know, make sure you guys stay with the same dream. Oh, and here's a picture of you too while I'm talking about you. Oh, look at my baby. God bless you, baby. Let me see what's their names. Mr. and Mrs. McFadden. Shout out, baby. Congratulations. I wish you the best. You guys are blessed. Shout out to my little cousin, Erica, always in the middle of some shit. She really run the family on the low. I shouldn't even say that. Oh, shout out to my, is that my niece? I mean, my fucking niece. She looks like my niece. Here go more pictures. Whoa. What the fuck is she doing there? They all over the internet. Shout out to my baby. Oh, wait a minute. And my best friend, Felicia, she's sitting here because she got married too. She looks beautiful. Wow, that's really pretty. You look just like your mom. Congrats, baby. I wasn't even aware. I thought you had changed my mind. Shout out to my dad. Shout out to everybody I love and that loves me back. Speaking of my dad, I put something in here for you. Father, shout out to my sister and my nieces, my nephews. We had a hard year, guys, this year, you know, lost my mom, my nephew, my uncle, so, you know, my family is going through it. Shout out to my sister, hold your head, baby, you the queen now.
She didn't bat an eye as I packed my bags to leave. I thought she would start to cry. I sit around my room and grieve. But you're the girl. She fooled me this time. She acted like I was the last thing on her mind. I would like to
each of those steps toward that open door, knowing all the time, oh Lord, I just didn't want to go. But she didn't give me no sign, nothing that would make me change my mind.
So I got to throw my R&B's back. Here's another throwback. This is my joint, Boo Terry. Tell me, we'll be right back.
Surprise, ever since
you already. Welcome back. It's Dutch Nice, Green Leaf Network. Where's Green Leaf Everything? Welcome to my world of green. I want you to share my world. We're going to come right back. This is my Lady Mary Disney.
Whenever you Yeah. Look, 2006. These niggas hated, but I told them I would make it from the bottom. Look, you made this shit possible, baby. I'm back on the shit. My baby looked at me like, damn it, I hate when you back on the shit. Looked at it like this. I got a stack of this. Flip. I'ma take y'all way back, way, way back. For the old school, before the Maybach. Or whoever came back, I put a Maple Leaf on the J-Tack. I was on court chillin' with my niggas on the corner, fucking with the fella. Wishing for the hottest Civic paper, smoking out of staircases at a filler. Dog, I just want a new job. Want my old girl to get a boo job. Want my new girl to get a new job. Yellin' Tupac, Tupac, Tupac. Two Glocks strapped on upon my way. Any nigga trip around my way. Mini Mac trap boy, and it's in the back of this mini black dance boy. Backpack, nigga, matter of fact. Rollin' blunts with my nigga Rocky. All we do is go, all we do is go, all we do is go. No, no, ain't shit can stop. I remember life. Living chat to chat to chat to chat. Fuckin' hoes, net to 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 net. Wait. I don't be stressing these hoes. I don't be stressing these hoes. I just pour liquor for niggas, that's it. I do not fuck with you, no. You shit on me and I can't wait to blow on you. I can't wait to blow on you. I can't wait to blow. I can't wait to blow on you. I can't wait to blow on you. I can't wait to blow. Wait, niggas hating on me like I ain't paid for it. I ain't slave for it. Wasn't working night and night and day for it. Had to wait for it. Had to spend a couple extra days for it. Bitch, I know, I know, I know, I know, I know. Couple bitches that go hand in hand. I'm talking hoe and hoe and hoe and hoe. Wait, hoe and hoe and hoe and hoe and hoe. I heard so and so is in your new car. Two friends for my two dogs. See, I love a bitch, I got a few flaws. Show my old bitches to my new bros. I got old bitches, I got new hoes. New flows, cars close, belly whip, Ferrari goes. I'm Ari Gold and Entourage, some fucking hoes, it's on your squad. Fargo, call me Argentina. Hate to be the reason why your dream bitches never get to see you. Never, ever, 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 ever. Me forever, ever, 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 ever. Hell yeah, niggas jealous of us getting hella, 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 hella cheddar. Got an elevator in my hella, yellow. Women love me like I'm on an Ellen show. Hella bars for my fella flow. Niggas hella hard of hearing, blind to them. Gotta hit them with the hella Keller flow. I fucked a lot of bitches. Lord forgive me, Father God, know I did a lot of sin. And now I'm watching every one of my decisions. Cause I know the fact that even though I'm living, nigga, living under holy God conditions. So in my position, got a mob on the competition. Got a squab on the opposition. All them all got me fucking every damn bitch in there. Like, dog, dog, I got all the bitches. Stop tracking all you weak hoes. Stack money, money, till it's all addition. We. I don't be stressing these souls. I just pour liquor for niggas, that's it. I do not fuck with you, no. You shit it on me and I can't wait to blow on you. I can't wait to blow on you. I can't wait to blow. I can't wait to blow on you. I can't wait to blow on you. I can't wait to blow.
Can't wait to fucking blow. Understand that. Tory was serious about that shit. Can't wait to blow. Fuck all you hating ass niggas. Things I hate I didn't get to do last night. I hate disloyal ass niggas. I hate hating ass niggas. I hate lying ass niggas. I hate fronting ass niggas. Ugh. Disgust me. Now, normally on this night, I get into a little bit of celebrity news, see what the fuck they got going on, what they doing. going on over there? I see Jay-Z. What Jay-Z doing? Beyonce and Jay-Z buy a house in the Hamptons for $26 million. That ain't no news. Look at her blow. She's big. Let's get in their business. That's what I do on Saturday. I like to see. So, Jay-Z and Beyonce are at some game. I love how they go to the game together. She looks like half Beyonce and half Jay-Z, 100. That's it. I don't know who this crazy dude is sitting next to him. I mean, I don't got to go into depth about how much they spend and all that, but yeah, we are. Jay-Z and Beyonce just dropped $26 million on a mansion in the Hamptons and one of the East End's of most exclusive sought-out neighborhoods. Page Six reports that the couple bought a 12,000-square-foot home on the East Hamptons exclusive George C. Pond. Their new seven-bedroom property sits on 2 acres and has 203 feet of frontage, it says. The property is called the Pond House and has been on the market for 8 years. It first hit the market in 2009 for $39.5 million. From that point forward, it underwent several price cuts. You know how Jay-Z is with his investing? No, I don't know how he is. How is he? I guess he's probably not feeling so dumb now. Neighbors include billionaire Ronald Perlman, Steve... What? Jay-Z lived next to Steven Spielberg? Wow. And Martha Stewart? Ooh. How you got Steven Spielberg as your neighbor? I'm coming over movie night, Steve. 100. According to sources close to Page Six, Jay and Bay have been searching for a Hamptons house for a while after having previously stayed in the East End homes with their friends like P. Diddy. The sale was made official last week, and the two were spotted at the art fair, the Bridge. The art fair held at the Hamptons Golf Club. Of the same name. So they were photographed, making their way around the golf cart and picking out art for their new home. So congratulations. That's nice. And definitely some comments. Tracy says that's nice. Next. Cole Lava says proud of them and their success. Black pound, black love. All right. Ratchet Patrick says good for them. And one more. Dion says $140 million on real estate for 2017 out of this billion combined fortune they have is like a flick of the wrist for them. They waited a long time to buy expensive real estate beyond their means. I don't know. I think that's a little bit hating. It ain't beyond they fucking means. That's B and J. What you talk about? What? Hard work pays off, and if you work hard, you should be, listen, okay, if I work all week, when I get paid, I want to buy what I want to buy. You can't, I don't want nobody telling me what the fuck I could buy, even if it may be more expensive than, you know, other people think it should be. Oh, well, that's too much. I wouldn't pay that. Well, you're not buying it. So you're absolutely right. It is too much for you to pay for because you're not buying it. Someone else is buying it. And in that aspect of it, it's not your fucking business. So mind your business, Dean. I don't agree with you. I got out of here. Let's see. We'll go into some iced tea. I don't know what to say about you, iced tea. I love me some iced tea. Shout out to iced tea all day. But, you know, I kind of, sort of, grew up with you, or, you know, fuck the police, fuck them. Yeah. And now every other movie or sitcom, I see you in, you're playing a cop. What's good? I see, that's not what you taught us. Okay, you play a good-ass cop, though. I'm not even going to front. You play a good cop. Maybe because you know how fucked up these niggas are. So you play a good cop. I'm not saying anything about that. I'm just saying, though, I'm surprised at your choice of character with, you know, all the things we have learned from you in the past. Okay, so his story says, Fox, who shot you, Biggie and Tupac? Ice-T speaks in first look video. So I'm not going to listen to the video. Hip-hop OG Ice-T and award-winning journalist O'Brien gave us an inside look of their new special, Who Shot You, Biggie Tupac, on Fox, that you'll be watching. Who Shot You, Biggie and Tupac, The Untold Secret, will be revealed Sunday on Fox. Okay, so I'm going to wait for that. I'm not even going to let him spoil it because I didn't realize that that was coming on. And I'm definitely not missing that. So that says September 24th on Fox. So I just put you on. If you didn't already, I just put you on. Don't miss that. Let me see what's going on with my Jeezy T.I. And then we're going to take a quick break and come back while we y'all in their business. I'm in your business. I see T.I. and Tiny together. Let me see. No shit, Sherlock. The Hustlin' Harrises, Tiny and T.I. are cohabitating again after calling off divorce. Nice shit. Yay. I'm so happy to hear that. I love them together. I did not want you to get a divorce. Good. T.I. and Tiny reconciled after nearly divorcing. Here's some happy news to get the weekend started. Tiny and T.I. are calling off divorce and living together again. Look at him smiling. According to Jasmine Brand reports, an insider said the couple have weathered the storm. Okay. They have been together for years and they truly love each other. Both of them realize that what they have is not worth throwing away. Now that's deep. You know what? When you get to a point when you like, you know what, fuck this. I'm not fucking with her no more. I'm not fucking with him no more. And you ready to cross that bridge and you can't do it. That's love. Because when you don't really give a fuck about somebody, it's easy to be like, I'm out. I'm out. Let the doorknob hit you, nigga, with a good Lord, should have split your ass. I'm getting the fuck out of here, and I ain't looking back. Now, if you can only make it to the end of the block, and then you know what? I'm going right back because this is the shit I didn't say. Listen. I mean, sometimes you got to separate. And separate don't mean, listen, so let me be clear. Some couples can separate where, all right, I'm going to my mom's house for 2 days. I'm going to go over here for 2 days. And then we come back and meet in the middle. And they still be okay. Other couples, if they separate like that, it's over. So sometimes when you separate, you can separate meaning, you know what, I'm going to go outside for a little while and get some air. Or I'm going to just shut the fuck up and not say nothing to you for a little while because I'm ready to cut your throat. At that point, I think it's beyond talking. I'm ready to lay these hands. So I'm a guy out there to es la boca. Right now, that's what I'm going to do. So the biggest sign that the couple has bypassed their problems is that Tiny has moved back in with Tip. So she went back to the old house. So if you watch Tiny and Tip, Tiny actually moved into a new house and Tip kept the old house. So that's what's up, that she went back to her old house. Fuck that new house shit. Right, get that up. You could be spending that bread in the old house, child. The family is all in one loving house now, which I think is beautiful because they have beautiful kids. She still has, she still has the other house, which is being occupied by someone else. And while neither Tiny or T.I. is reported seeing anyone else, they're keeping quiet about their reconciliation. I don't think that's quiet if y'all sitting together, Chip is smiling from ear to ear, y'all taking pictures together. That's not keeping it quiet. Everyone was in their business when they announced their split, and so they're trying to keep their marriage more private. Well, they probably comes to surprise to no one, but we're happy nonetheless. Love these two together. Okay, let's see. Let's go to some comments, see what a couple people got to say. And then we go to a break. Hold on a minute. Before I lose you guys. Oh, sorry, guys. All right, so Bruno Smash 10. I love your name, Bruno. Bruno Smash 10. He says, everybody was in their business. They in your business. Don't they have a reality show? Please, they don't seem like private people to me. Bruno. Listen, don't be talking about T.I. and Tiny. You have to understand, when you in this limelight, you talking about it don't seem like they private. What choice do they have? They got fucking paparazzi following them every fucking where they go. Yes, exactly. They have a reality show, so that's more people in their business. That, listen, sometimes, I'm not saying that in their case, but sometimes people do reality shows because of that voila, that bread. Look, I'm going to offer you this amount of money if you do a reality show. You let us get in your business and go around with your fucking kids. And some celebrities say, okay, well, you know what? I'm going to let you take this amount to get this amount. And or maybe they don't care. So what? You can look at my family. I don't got nothing to hide. That's what it seems like to me. Don't be saying no shit like that. Listen. They are not, and whatever happens on the show, I feel like it's family orientated. They don't have the type of show where they putting out business that shouldn't be out there. They married, and shit happened. And, I mean, listen, they married, shit happened. It happened publicly. They had to deal with that in the public because now everybody, because of that reason, everybody is in their business. If people would say, well, you know what, they married. Let us stay out their business and let them settle it. Let's not make, you're not going to do that. So they don't have a choice but to have it aired out. It's unfortunate, but that's the way it is. So Bruno Smash 10, still love your name, though. Next, Is It Just Me? Says, oh, love your name too. Is it just me? She says, new pussy gets old after a while. Ooh. Marriage is work. There are highs and lows. Glad they weathered the storm. Well, I guess in her comment, you know, when I never, that's a good way to look at it, sis. You know, I never, you know, heard anybody word it that way. But I guess she's saying, you know, when you're in a long-term relationship and you get tired and you go to somebody else, yeah, that's a new relationship and you like it and, you know, you're caught in, you're going back and forth. But then after a while, in some cases, you may realize, you know what, I don't got to do all this and I got my own bitch at home. I don't got to pay for my bitch. I don't got to do it. Listen, it's too much extra, and I just wanted to fuck, and I don't want to go through all of that, and you know what? I'm good. And you know what I mean? So that happens. Then sometimes the new relationship may take you away from the old bullshit you go through, and you be like, well, you know what? Fuck it. I like this better, and I'm going to just fuck with this new shit until it gets like the old shit, and I move on again. It works. Sometimes it works either way. I personally say, ladies, stay independent. Have your own all the fucking time. Never, ever. I don't give a shit unless it's your daddy. Don't, not even your daddy. Don't ever depend on no man to give you shit. Don't depend on no woman to give you shit. Don't depend on nobody to give you nothing. You're not owed anything. Even your life, God gave that to you. You're not owed that. So he can take it back whenever he feels. True story. So when you start, and I'm saying so harshly, and no, does you, why are you man hating? No, I'm not saying that. I'm saying when you start to become dependent on a situation or a person, it's hard when you say, okay, you know what? Well, I'm tired of depending on this situation and this person, and I want to move on. Because you know why? Because now you're dependent. So it's hard for you to move on to your next goal or situation because, you're dependent. If you start off not being dependent on shit, then you're able to move from... You're not dependent on nothing. I got me. So always have you. Work on that. Every single day of your life, look at yourself and say, do I got me? or did I depend on somebody else today? Do I need somebody else today to do this for me or do that? How can I X that out and put me first where I don't need this other person? Act like, you know what, my God bless her. I miss you so much, Mommy. Rest in peace. She would say, pretend, it's fucked up, but pretend the other person's dead, person died. How would you move on if the person that you love most in this fucking world died right now? How would you move on? Can you move on? Live your life already dealing with that pain. So when that pain comes, it's already subsided because you live with that. That's deep. And I never understood that until, you know, a grown woman. And deal with the, embrace the pain. And then when it comes to you, you'll be able to deal with it. I'm going to read another one. Melly, glad they weathered the storm. He called their marriage a damn, distraction. So if they were working it out, then it looks like she decided to let him cheat in peace. So she's stepping up her, she's stepping up her threesome game. She's been dealing with the bullshit for almost 2 decades. The year they got together, he had two newborns the same year, only 3 months apart of each other. Ooh. March and June. So off the bat, she accepted a man with two women pregnant at the same damn time. Oh, my Lord. Then it took him 10 years to marry her ass. Their whole relationship is a damn mess, and it has been from the gate. Yo, you. That's what I mean. Wow. Damn. Opinions is like assholes. Everybody got one, and, you know, you really can't do shit when... Listen, this is how people feel about somebody else's business. Damn, Melly. Wow. Hit y'all with some more R&B. This is how I like to do. Slow it down on my night. This is my girl, Rihanna Wild Thoughts. We be right back.
Another one. Another one.
We the best music, DJ Khaled.
I don't know if you could take it. No, you wanna see me naked, naked, naked. I wanna be a baby, baby, baby. Spinning in as much as like he came from Maytag. Rock a wristed on the rug. When I get like this, I can't be around you. I'm too little to dim down the night. Cause I can live the things that I'm gon' do. Wow, wow, wow. Wow, 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 fuck. Wow, wow, wow. When I'm with you, all I get is wild thoughts. Wow, wow, wow. When I'm with you, all I get is wild thoughts.
Let's go.
I hope you know I'm for the taking. You know this cookie's for the bag. Kitty, kitty, baby, get her things to rest. Cause you done beat it like the 68 Jets. Diamonds are nothing when I'm rockin' with ya. Diamonds are nothing when I'm shining with ya. Just keep it white and black as if I'm your sister. I'm too hip to hop around, time to hit with ya. I know I get wow, wow, wow. Wow, 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 wow. Wow, wow, wow. When I'm with you, all I get is wild thoughts. Wow, wow, wow. When I'm with you, all I get is wild thoughts.
For the taking, I heard it got these other niggas going crazy. Yeah, I treat you like a lady, lady. Fuck you till you burned out, cremation. Make it cream, yeah, Wu-Tang. Throw that ass back, bouquet. Call me and I could get it too. I could tell you gone off the doors. Kept on mama, why would you say? You talking to me like your new babe. You talking like you trying to do things. Now that pipe gotta run it like she Usain, baby. You made me drown in it, ooh, touche, baby. I'm carrying that water, Bobby Boucher, baby. And you know I'ma slaughter like I'm Jason. Busted, why you got it on safety? Wipe away, sit on brown liquor. probably shouldn't be around you. Cause you get wild, wild, wild. You looking like it's nothing that you won't do.
What you won't do.
Hey girl, that's when I told you.
Told you.
When I was you, all I get is wild thoughts. Wow, wow, wow. Wow, wow, wow.
Welcome back to Greenleaf Network, where it's Greenleaf Everything. I want to take this time out to personally, honey, apologize for missing out on my church show. Lord forgive me. Just 100. Because every Sunday last season, I was able to, you know, have a church show in the morning, and it was my goal to, you know, do it this season. And, you know, I always got time to make time for the Lord. But, you know, I didn't want to have, you know, have it too early. And I mean, well, I guess I could do it early and just be posted later on in the day. But I have to figure out a way to do it. Shout out for those who actually, you know, was listening in, and some people like, that's you, not me, that's no Bible. I'm not calling in to listen to. Listen to me, okay? I'm not preaching. I'm not doing any of that. I am simply enjoying the sound of gospel music on Sundays, listening to the word of, you know, some of our great speakers and, you know, preachers, teachers, T.D. Jakes. I listen to Shirley Caesar. We have music. I listen to Andre Crouch. I listen to several other ones. What's his name? Joe Osteen. And, you know, I play these clips and, you know, in hopes to inspire, you know, definitely for the week. Yeah, and, you know, I definitely need to get back on that because that was, like, my first show of the week. You know, it's supposed to be inspiring to get you, you know, where you need to be mentally to start your week. And, I need that for myself. So I definitely am going to start posting and working in, you know, and, you know, I apologize for those who actually was listening in. Okay, so my last story for I Get Up Out of Here. I'm disgusted, Usher, with your bullshit. Usher, herpes accuser. Yo, y'all are slob. Herpes accuser says deadly infected peen caused stillborn of her twins. Oh, my goodness. That can't be so, Usher. Let me read this. Usher, no. Woman claims herpes contacted from Usher caused her to lose twin babies. Usher slinging alleged dirty D. Yo, y'all got no respect. What? Usher, you see why you gotta save it, ladies? Don't be giving that shit out, yo. Ooh. I gotta just take a second just to, you know, receive that. I love Usher. Like, and I mean, this. I still love your music. I still love you as a person, but this kind of really changes a lot of things on my perception of your character, because 100, if you didn't know that you had it, that's one thing. But if you knew and you actively were having sex with women and men with this disease, I have no respect for you. And therefore, then I can't be a fan because I don't condone you purposely hurting somebody, causing a possibility of them to lose life, especially children. You know, everybody knows how Dutch feel about children. I don't have any, and I love them to death. I worship some kids now, born, on the way to be born, just conceived. When you first say, oh, I'm pregnant, Dutch loved the baby from right there. So let me finish reading Usher before I start pointing fingers. The Daily Mail reports that a woman accusing Usher of exposing her to herpes said that she contracted the sexually transmitted disease after she and the singer had sex at least twice. Sometime after their sexual encounter, the woman says she fell pregnant with twins, which were stillborn, and says they died because the herpes she contracted from Ursh. Wow. Just yesterday, a male came forward accusing Usher of giving him herpes during gay sex encounter at a spa. What? This claim was made in legal documents filed as part of a lawsuit in which the man and the woman, along with a third woman, accused Usher of exposing them to genital herpes. Usher refused to... Oh, my Lord. Ah... Usher has refused to take an STD test. Right here, right now, before I read another fucking word. Usher, if that's true that you have refused to take a test, I'm not fucking with you. Because this is, you, come on now. You need to know. All these people can't be wrong. Usher has refused to take an STD test, although he denies each and every allegation made by the trio. One of the women named Jane Doe in the suit came forward as Usher's Atlanta Bayside piece. Oh, she is asking for $20 million. It's unclear if she is the same person who is claiming to have lost seeds over the side piece sex or the Jane Doe. This is getting bonkers. Meanwhile, Grace Miguel just gave old Usher a shout on Instagram after being such a great husband. So that time my husband surprised me on our anniversary to a day of Soul Cycle. So this is, I guess, his chick now saying, bitch, listen, okay? Gonna be posting. I don't care if it is Usher. Now he putting that thing out in these streets. I'm not gonna be posting no pictures. Oh, this is me and my baby. No, your baby's fucking up. Your baby is passing that thing out. That ninja the niggas, and it's not fair. Like, no, Usher, I don't agree with that. I don't condone that. Get your life together. Man up and say, okay, I got this. I'm fucking up. I need to do something to control it, subside it, make people that I come sexually in contact with aware that I have this disease. Let them make the decision if they still... Listen, it's going to still be a lot of bitches out there. Excuse my expression, ladies, because that's what they are. Okay? Not talking about the ladies. There are a lot of bitches out there that's still willing to give you some ass even with that thing, which is fucked up. Fuck with them. Don't ruin innocent lives, male or female. Don't ruin their lives because you don't want to admit that you have something, and there's no way that you don't know. It's not possible. I don't believe that. Because herpes is, they're not saying that this is something that's dormant, Usher. They're not saying this is something that you can't see. You're giving it. You're actively giving it. So you have to see it. You have to be living with it. You have to be getting whatever comes with it, whatever flare-ups. You see it all over TV. Now, my whole thing is, maybe I'm ignorant because I don't really know it, but I thought that, I don't know, I guess genital herpes is different. You can't actually, like, see it on his face or, any, you know, his body. But if it's genital, my thing is that the ones who are having sex with him, you ain't look. You ain't examined. First of all, it's Usher. You ain't asked, like, you know how many people he probably stuck that thing in? I don't care, ladies. Look, Cream getting mad, too. I don't care, ladies. I don't care how rich they are. I don't care how handsome they are. How much, I always want to fuck him. I don't care. Know what's going in your temple. Know who you dealing with. Know if they're scumbag and they having sex with 5, 6, 7 other bitches. That's your choice. If you are in a relationship and you know that the man or woman that you're sleeping with is out there sleeping with other people and you still want to be with them just because, that's your choice. Now you're putting yourself at risk. You have the choice to say, you know what, I don't want to fuck with you fucking with all these people, so I'm going to just leave you alone. Or you can say, I'm still going to fuck with you, but we just going to be careful, and if I get something, it's going to be what it is. You have to make these choices. So my question is, all of the people who's coming forward saying that he did these things, and, I mean, I'm an Usher lover, so I'm going to try to figure out a way to be on your side. My question is, did you know that he had it? Were you aware? Did you see it? Did he tell you and told you not to say nothing? My life. We're going to have to get out of here. Cream's tripping. She's tight. Love, peace, and grease is Greenleaf Network, where it's Greenleaf everything. Definitely appreciate you guys for tuning in. Love, peace, and hair grease. We're going to get on out of here.
You wonder why they call me bitch. You wonder why they call me bitch. I got the round side. Hey, wonder why they call me bitch. Cause I'm crazy and I got that shit. Hey, wonder why they call me bitch. Hey, wonder why they call me bitch. I got the round side. Hey, wonder why they call me bitch. Cause I'm crazy and I got that shit. There's not a lot of pros that can play my position. Opposition can piss. I give them everything they miss. They can't beat them, you join them. There's no getting rid of me. I was taught to play nice. When dealing with my enemies, they need success. I put that all to their kidneys. If that don't lay them down, if they pops in the ribbies, must finish the job. Cause they dad and their mom. Headshots only remember when they playing a song, nigga. I'm exceptional. Consider me wolf of the streets. My hoes on the beat. My guards locked down in them correctional facilities. Duchess on the hustle, got a hand to the street. On my pound, get money, no sleep.com. Ground 24 hours a day. Sleep when I'm gone. Time waits for no man. Do this with no hands. Follow me blind. I got the vision to come.
No man. For my gangsters.